Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
To 10 now this Monday morning. 8 years ago, a Birmingham woman called Joan left her son, who was then aged 6, home alone whilst she went on a driving lesson. And a nurse called to the door while she was away. The police were called, and subsequently the mother received a police caution. Now she's looking for a job as a mental health nurse and wants the caution removed from her record. And Birmingham MP John Hemming has taken an interest in the case, is campaigning for a new law so that when it is not acceptable to leave your child alone. He joins us on the line from the UK now. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So why this case and why now?
Well, it's not really a new law. The law in England, it was passed in 1933 and says basically the parents should make a judgment as to whether they leave their child at risk. Now, the problem with that is that then the police make a judgment as well, and they make a different judgment to the parents. And what I'm worried about is that people do things. In the case of Joan, it was actually it was a telephone call from the nurse, and if the lad hadn't answered the phone, then nothing would have happened. Basically, life would have just gone on. And because the 6-year-old answered the phone at that time, the life of the whole family has been completely disrupted. And even though you could say, well, he's a bit young to be left on his own, you have to ask yourself a question, which is it right for the whole family's life to be disrupted for the next 15 years because a decision was taken that he wasn't at risk, and he wasn't at risk. And he was left for 45 minutes on the house on his own.
Where are you on that business? You know, if we could start with the local issue and work our way up. Yeah. 6-year-old boy, child left on his own for 45 minutes.
I think he's probably a bit young, but the question you have to ask is that criminal negligence? Is it something that we should try to prosecute people?
Do you think it is?
I'm not sure. If you've got somebody who's got a continual habit of doing something like that and is totally irresponsible as a parent, then as part of the process, it may be. Mm. But actually, what's most important to me about all of this isn't necessarily what age it should be or anything else like that. It's that people should know, because people don't know. And they don't know what view the police take. And different people have different views for the same circumstances. And it is, in my view, it's not fair to have secret laws. And a secret law is a one which you don't know what the law actually is in terms of what decisions the state will take. And obviously the best, earliest thing I can do in all of this is to try to get records from the authorities as to who's been given cautions. You see, take a caution. I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but a caution in England is straightforward. The police say, we think you've committed this offence, and if you accept that you've committed this offence, it goes on your record that you have committed your offence, and then that's it. It's the end of the issue, right? And the problem is, it's not the end of the issue, because with the caution on your record, you're considered to be a dangerous person.
Yeah.
And that's one part of it. Now, most people, given the choice between a caution and a prosecution, will go for the caution, because there is always a risk of losing on the prosecution. So you have this situation where people are really under pressure to accept something that really they don't accept.
You see, to me, this comes down to a bit like common sense, John, and in the sense that you simply don't leave a 6-year-old in a house at all for any length of time on their own.
Well, if you read the Daily Mail, the journalists there were giving lots of examples of lots of situations, and you have to ask yourself a question. For instance, if you go back in England for 40 years, something like that, with latchkey children who would come in after school, get the key from the secret place, go and make themselves some tea. Now, I'm more of inclined for 8-year-olds myself, because 8 in England is at the age at which a child can go swimming, so the child could go on the bus, go to the swimming pool, and go swimming, and that's considered to be in clock completely right.
And is that legislated for?
Well, I don't know, because all I see when I'm in the swimming pool, I see signs saying children cannot be on their own unless they're 8.
8?
8, yes.
Bizarre.
Now, it's not necessarily bizarre. I think I find it rather sad in many ways. That we're doing very, in England, again, I don't know about Ireland, although I obviously I know a certain amount about Ireland. Mm-hmm. We're sort of crunching up the development of childhood to the age of 16. So until you're 16, you can't do anything. And then when you're 16, you can do everything. And that's obviously garbage.
Yes.
And you with anything like this, there are always risks and possibilities and the like. But you need to look at actual evidence as to what's happened. Because the reality about this law, again in England,
sure.
is that it was passed in 1933, but if you go back to 1933, nobody would have interpreted the way it's interpreted now. And so it's a matter of analysing the situation and saying where this happens. You know, for instance, where I live, we have keys to the next door neighbours' houses. And when their alarms go off wrongly, we go next door to switch the alarm. Now, what age children are we allowed to leave at home to go and switch somebody's alarm off, for instance?
Yeah.
So, you know, all of these issues are ones where we need to know what is likely to happen.
See, I would have a certain amount of faith in the human intelligence of parents to know that 6-year-old in the house, not a good idea on their own. 8-year-old in a swimming pool, especially with the stuff that comes out in the last 20, 30 years, no thanks. Certainly 8-year-old going to the local shop down the road, keep an eye on stranger danger, you'd be grand, you'll be fine. That's okay. In other words, it's kind of... It comes down to just it's common sense ability.
Different
for
people have.
Well, I can see why some people need laws because some people are just.
Well, no. Brutal. Different people interpret it in different ways.
Yeah, is that why you need legislation?
Well, no, we don't need legislation. We need guidance.
Guidance.
All right. Yeah, no, it's all right. Look, there are things get reported and they get sort of stretched and moved around. We don't necessarily need new legislation. I think the legislation is quite right, but we need to know how it's interpreted and whether it's being interpreted wrongly. Because I think I do disagree with you about some of these things, because children can be quite competent at various ages. I don't have a problem, for instance, leaving an 11-year-old. I sent my 10-year-old daughter to granny's on the train.
Yeah.
If you go by the NSPCC, and I know you've got the Irish equivalent on next, but
yes.
They say you shouldn't leave a child under 12. Well, I think that, you know, it all depends. And obviously, I'm not talking about going off on holiday to Ibiza and your kids. All right? And you know, you've got all sorts of things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, kids just because they're under 16 doesn't mean they're brain dead.
No, I appreciate that entirely. In fact, I also think children are grossly under appreciated in that regard, intellectually at least. So when you're talking about guidance, who is to be who are you asking?
Well, it's obviously. Well, the first thing you start with is very simple. What is going on at the moment? You know, when people are getting cautions for child cruelty, for leaving their child at home for a few minutes, what ages are those children? Because people don't know, because it's not normally debated. Although this is an issue that's important to all families.
Yes.
Because whatever your view is about the propriety of leaving a child alone,
mm-hmm.
You want to know what the law is, so you want to know what risks you're running. Because in practice, if you take, you know, the one of the things the Daily Mail did on Saturday is they interviewed the 14-year-old boy who used to be 6, right, about his views about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's completely messed up his life. And because, as he sees it, he answered the phone, and if he hadn't answered the phone, his life would have been quite a bit better.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah, and I see what
do you see what I mean? So
yeah.
It is. Yeah, you know, you get things. You know, there are things people shouldn't do that shouldn't be criminal.
Yeah, I know. I just think there's a certain amount, particularly in that one case, and I presume it's not isolated. There's a common sense deficit. Bottom line.
Well, I mean, this is where is common sense is assessment of risk. And you have to look at the assessment of risk in the individual circumstance and say, is it likely that a child will suffer? And that's what the law is. And I'm not sure if we spent a long time discussing this on the phone.
Yeah.
My view is he was. I accept 6 is too young myself. But, you know, but that doesn't mean necessarily, but you know, there are no, you know, if I wouldn't have my children range in age from 24 down to 2.
Yeah.
You know, I do trust the 24-year-old to be on her own most of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
we have to leave it there. John, thank you for your time this morning.
No problem at all.
Nice to talk to you. John Hemming is a Liberal Democrat MP for Birmingham, Yardley to be precise. To Andrew Jackson now, who is from the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, ISPCC, of course. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. Is there guidance on this in Ireland as to when you can leave a child alone or at what age is appropriate or what have you?
No, unfortunately there really isn't much in the way of guidance, and there's certainly no legislation for it. And I think as your previous speaker there was mentioning it, our situation would be quite similar to the UK's in that there's no specific laws in place, and that makes it quite difficult for parents, I suppose, really to be certain as to what's right and what's not. But at the same time, to try and make any type of legislation for this would be very difficult because each case is quite unique.
You see, the idea of a six-year-old being left in the house for any length of time to me is frankly bonkers. And
yeah.
And I know what I got the point that John Hemming was saying, the MP we just spoke to was saying that, you know, the assessment of risk, but you can't legislate, and I mean that in the metaphorical sense, for a child sitting as a 6-year-old. You say she's a sensible child, we leave them there, I'm just dashing out for 10/45 minutes as it was in this case. You can't know that the kettle that you just boiled your coffee in earlier on isn't going to be tugged over the head of the child and sitting there for 40 minutes. You can't legislate for the fact that the child might put his fingers in his socket. You know, the idea of a 6-year-old, I just don't get it.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, and we would agree with you on that completely. You cannot leave a 6-year-old home alone, and in fact, anyone under 12, in reality, it's very, very dodgy, I would think, to leave anyone under that age home alone. You know, when it comes to children and looking after their needs, there are parental obligations. And I know your last caller said, is it likely the child will suffer? Well, I think you need to turn that around and ask, what is the potential risk if I leave my child home alone? Mm-hmm. And that's the way I think it should be looked at in many ways. And ultimately, look, parents are the experts when it comes to their own children. So they are the best ones to judge the levels of maturity of their child. But there are practical sides, and you cannot leave a 6-year-old home alone.
No, as we say about common sense, it's just not common enough. Did you get a good response to Saoirse Ronan and David Coleman on Friday night and Caroline?
We did, yeah, we did, of course. It was great to have them on the show, and they had a good piece to talk about. And obviously, it's a great cause that we're trying to raise money here for. So
yeah.
Thanks very much for having them on the show. But it was good to get it out there, and hope we'll be able to raise some more money up to Christmas anyway.
Yeah, to try and save the child line 24-hour situation. Hopefully that'll happen. Andrew, thank you for your time this morning.
No problem at all.
And you can text Childline to 57911 to donate €4, by the way. 57911. You do not want those. If you didn't see it, you should watch it back. The Saoirse Ronan and Caroline from the ISPCC, and indeed David Coleman talking about it. They do need the few bob, and I know that it's tight and all. But if you can, I think it's one of those really important ones.